Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me. If you're a new listener, we welcome you to the broadcast and pray that the Lord will touch your heart and minister to you according to the needs you have in your life right now. We need to be constantly looking for the Lord in ways that He can help us be the individual that God wants us to be, not just in the natural, but especially spiritually, that we can be a city set upon a hill, praise God, and we can be the salt that Jesus spoke about. Well, as I was praying, the Lord directed me to share a message with you, restoring vision. And I think as we go through the scriptures, you're going to understand how important this is. And to lose vision, there can be great problems on every level. I'd like to share with you the scripture I'll be preaching from, and it's Proverbs 29 and 18. And I'll read the King James. Where there is no vision, the people perish, but he that keepeth the law, happy is he. You know, it's interesting is that second phrase, he that keepeth the law, it's not just a matter of hearing the law or knowing the law, but that principle that is a great part of our spiritual walk, we have to apply what we hear. It's not just a matter of physically sitting in a church building every Sunday, but it's a matter of taking what you hear and applying it to the rest of the days, all the days of our lives, actually, Monday through Sunday, every year, all the time. Praise God. And I'd like to share just another couple translations. Where there is no vision, the people run wild. This is the Modern Language Bible. And you know, as I think of that, that's a strong word, run wild. That means they're uncontrolled, they're undisciplined, and they follow their own imaginations. And you know what comes to mind as a scriptural example is the Tower of Babel. People were refusing to acknowledge, to serve God, and yet they were united. And we know that the Lord came down and saw that they were of one heart and one mind, one vision. They had one vision, and they would succeed in what they were accomplishing because of that agreement. So the Lord went down and confused the languages. Another translation, the New American Bible says, without prophecy, that's another word for vision, and we'll go into that, the people become demoralized. So let us join our hearts and ask the Lord to open up His scriptures as we go into the Word of God. And I'd like to speak on two levels this week, or however long we go. And the first is to understand a corporate understanding for the body of Christ, how these truths are applied to God's people. In fact, that the actual scripture, the words say, where there is no vision, the people perish. It's speaking in a corporate sense, but also we want to see how this will apply individually to us. And God's word is so important to us. Remember that it says in the Word of God that there would be a famine in the of the Word of God. And I'd like to share with you some scriptures in Amos. Starting, this is chapter 8, starting at verse 11, "Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will send a famine in the land, not a famine of bread, nor a thirst for water, but of hearing the word of the Lord. And they shall wander from sea to sea, and from the north even to the east. They shall run to and fro to seek the word of the Lord, and shall not find it." Do we see how important God's word it is to give us direction, to give us vision? So, beloved, let's now begin to concentrate on breaking down this passage of Scripture. Without a vision, that Hebrew word, chazon, that chazon, in the Hebrew lexicon, it means mental sight, a dream, a vision, a revelation, an oracle, a prophecy. Basically, what these words are all different aspects, but the significant meaning is it's communication from God. We have to have communication from the Lord. You know, someone unsaved can read the word of the Lord unless the Lord, the hand of the Lord is on them to draw them. They don't have understanding. They don't receive the truth there, because God has to bring the anointing that they can hear what God is speaking to them personally. Now, this refers to without a vision, we need to understand that there is a structure in government that is being restored to today's church. We talk about, we love to see the results, the passion, the influence that the early church had. Well, we have to go to the Word of God to find out what that is, and we see explained very clearly in the book of Ephesians. Let me read verses 2:19-22. "Now therefore ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone." Praise God. And then, of course, we know in Ephesians 4:11, where that familiar passage, he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists, some pastors and teachers, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, until we all come into the unity of faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Now, some in the church will contend, well, you know, there's certainly evangelists, there's pastors, there's teachers, but there's really not apostles and prophets. Well, if you've listened any length of time to the broadcast, you know my stance on this. If that's what you agree, you ought to just rip that page out of your Bible, because Paul was speaking to the New Testament church, and we haven't arrived at the perfection that he was speaking of, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. So in terms of the, if we believe all of Scripture is anointed and given by the Holy Spirit, then we need to acknowledge that we need a fivefold ministry in operation. And we're going to be focusing a lot on the prophets, because they are basically sharing communication from God. God, as we look at the Old Testament, and of course the prophetic books of the Old Testament are inspired Scripture. Nothing can be added to them. But the early Jews always had a word from the Lord. God had prophets that would speak to them through holy men of old. And he's always made himself known this way. In fact, it says in Numbers 12:6, "If there be a prophet among you, I, the Lord, will make myself known unto him in a vision, and I will speak unto him in a dream." And with the anointing that comes to the prophet with prophecy, they are skilled in interpreting the visions of God. In Daniel 1:17, it said, "God gave them," this is referring to the Hebrew children, Daniel, God gave them knowledge and skill in learning and wisdom. And then in Daniel 1:17, the word says, Daniel had understanding in all visions and dreams. So God makes his will known by visions. Referring to God's promises to David, the Revised Standard says in Psalm 89 and 19 through 24, of old thou didst speak in a vision to thy faithful one and say, I have set the crown upon one who is mighty. I have exalted one chosen from the people. So God wants his people to benefit by the vision that is given to those he anoints to preach the word of God, to share visions and revelations that they have been receiving from God. Hosea 12 and 10 says, I have spoken also by the prophets, and I have multiplied visions and similitudes. This is the Lord speaking. Similitudes, that's parables, by the ministry of the prophets. And then we see another reference found in Habakkuk 2 and 2. This is the modern language translation, where the Lord requests the prophet to make it plain upon tablets, so he who runs may read it. So the Lord will give clarity and mental sight to prophets in order to fulfill his purposes by giving godly and correct leadership to the people. That is the point of God's ministry this way. And this is true not just in the Old Testament, but in the New Testament. In Ephesians, it talks about the fivefold ministry and how that is being used of God to bring forth the fullness of the revelation of Jesus Christ. Praise God. Well, we spent time looking at what that word vision means, and with the Lord's help tomorrow, we will look at that word perish, the Hebrew word, and find out what instruction and what knowledge we can gain and learning from that. I thank you so much for joining me. It's always such a pleasure, a blessing to be able to minister to you the Word of God. And as always, as I bring a broadcast to a close, if you happen to be a new listener, this is a ministry of prayer and correspondence that has been established by my late husband in 1965, and we have been committed to praying for the needs of God's people. So the announcer will give our contact information. Till then, until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.